all the love that you missed, all the people that you can't recall. Do they really exist at all? The whole world seems so cold today. All the magic's gone away. Together melts away. Like a sad melody I play.
Let it flow, wide and clean. 98.1 KZE.
We'll be back in just a little bit.
That's right. You will be back in just a little bit because we're here now. I'm Andy Glouding, filling in for MK today on this this Bobby Monday, and I'm joined in studio by somebody who's an authority on the Grateful Dead. An authority on the Grateful Dead only because he's probably seen more shows than maybe anybody else that we know. Yeah. And so, Frankie Dreads, tell me a little bit about your history with the band and, just about the experience of being a longtime consumer of Bobby and the music, man.
Well, my first show was June 16th, 1991, Giant Stadium. Jumped on the bus, still in high school. Saw about 250 shows just over when Jerry was alive. And as many as I could since.
So, wow.
You know, missing Bobby and definitely was a shock, even though I think we all knew it was kind of coming.
Yeah, well, that happens. That's one of the side effects of rock and roll. Unfortunately, the talent does not live forever.
Yeah, you know? No doubt.
But from your perspective, I mean, there's a certain cultural ecosystem that goes into the Dead, and I mean, I've experienced it myself, but not 250 shows with Jerry. So tell us a little bit how that works. You know, like how does the band keep getting people to show up?
I don't know. You've been there. You know, like you know, once you got a little taste of it, you know, especially when you know Jerry was still there, you stayed right on. But you know, there's young kids coming up and, you know, Bobby was their Grateful Dead and Phil was their Grateful Dead. And, you know, wherever you jumped on, you jumped on. You know, I have an 18-year-old son. I mean, it's his life, you know, like we grew him up in his first show was Bob Weir and the Allman Brothers show when he was like 8 months old.
Oh, fantastic.
So, and he's still going today. So
very cool. And now what do you see as the future for the band? I mean, they talk about the 300-year plan, which I was just reading about the other day and I find it intriguing. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, I think we can do it, you know. I remember when Jerry died, you know, Robert Hunter said, you know, if we don't keep it up, you know, we're all going to have to answer to him one day. So I think it's in our hands. And I think, you know, I think the community has been doing really good keeping it going. You know, I don't know where it's going to go from here, but I'm looking forward to wherever it does go from here.
Very cool. All right. Well, we got a bunch of Bobby and Dead stacked up after this commercial break. So as they say in radio, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. By the way, I also have to make a correction. I shouted out the Big Cheese, but I did not list the address correctly. This is the Big Cheese in Rosendale. My brain's all over the place today, so my apologies. Love the Big Cheese, especially the soups. The soups are so good. I'm a big fan. So anyway, we'll be right back. 98.1 KZE, more Bobby, more Dead, more Frank!
At Mazola Oil Service, we believe diversity belongs on your radio dial and not in your home heating bill. We asked our pickin' and singin' friends, the Breakneck Boys from Cold Spring, to tell you all about it.
Bring in the heat to the Hudson Valley with prizes that'll set you free. Call up the boys at Mazola Oil to schedule the delivery.
Keep your home warm this winter with Mazola Oil Service, family owned since 1950. We deliver fuel fast, just around the bend, with low prices, hometown drivers, and a team that knows you by name. That's the Mazola way. To find out more, visit MazolaOil.com. Mazola Oil, we treat you like family.
Oil that rocks, the number starts with 845-236-3906, keeping the flame alive.
Mazola Oil, we treat you like family.
Butternut.
Enjoy the ultimate winter experience at Ski Butternut in Great Barrington, Mass. With 100% snow making on 22 trails, we are known for the best snow in the Berkshires. We have $25 non-holiday Friday lift tickets sponsored by L.L. Bean and $40 non-holiday lift tickets Monday through Thursday. If you aren't a skier, you can still experience winter thrills at our top-rated 10-lane tubing center. Visit SkiButternut.com for great deals on winter fun.
This is Mike from Northern Dutchess Hardwoods. You're listening to 98.1 KZE, the only station that matters.
Thank you.
Oh, 98.1 KZE, 105.9. I got to start talking because this song's going to end pretty rough because Frank, who's to my left, gave me a song that didn't have a fade out on it. So.
Well, you know. You know how it goes.
I do. Life is not full of fade outs. It's really just abrupt endings and really rough beginnings.
Yep. No doubt about that.
But what a fun afternoon of music here, celebrating the life of Bobby and the Dead. And just, I mean, I played some stuff today that I wasn't even sure what it was going to sound like. And I said, hey, you know, let's just throw it on the air and have a good time, you know, and just kind of see what happens. And plus, the guys from CFR are still in the studio, even though they finished playing already. But they're just
sounded great.
But they're just here and hanging out and having fun. So that's what we're doing here. Paul Friedman called me before and we were trying to figure out the number of shows that Bobby had played. He had an algorithm for this, and of course, I immediately forgot what he said to me on the phone because you know, there's a lot going on today.
Yeah, well, they say he played more shows than anyone else. So.
Is that a quantifiable number? More like
that's it. More shows than anyone else. You know, you know, that's when you know people. You say what's your favorite show? The next one. That's what we used to say. The next show. The next comes one. Up. The next show is my favorite show.
I love it. I love it. Speaking of shows, Frankie, if you had to go back into the annals of the Frankie Dread's mind, right, and to think real hard and be like, just go down through the kaleidoscope of memories. What would you say your absolute favorite show was that you went to? I know it's a hard question. It's kind of not fair.
I mean, it would be Jerry Garcia at the Warfield, actually. You know, front row, you know, hitting the bubbler and Jerry just looking down at me and my smoke blowing up in his hair, you know.
Did he reach down to, like, take it from you? And...
No, but he sent someone out.
Oh, there you go.
But, yeah, it would be the Warfield Jerry Garcia band.
Date,
sure
time?
I'm not sure the exact date.
Oh, man.
It'll come to me, you know, a little Grateful Dead overhang after all the years. You know?
We'll say it was somewhere in between before the mid-90s.
Yeah.
That'll work
for
you.
Mid-90s. And Grateful Dead-wise, Rich Stadium, like 93. Just the vibe there with the, you know, the heads, and they let us camp out right in the parking lot, and... The whole thing was just a free for all, and it was, you know, what I think the Grateful Dead was all about, you know, just live and, you know, in charge.
Now, this is something I was thinking about driving up here today. Has the price of a grilled cheese sandwich changed since the 70s? Was it ever grilled cheese for less than a buck, or was it always a buck?
It was always a buck.
Does it continue to be a buck, or has
no,
inflation affected
it? I doubt
that?
It. I haven't bought a grilled cheese on the lot in a long time, but you know, I'm sure you know, inflation, tariffs on cheese. I don't know.
Maybe grilled cheese for $2, $2.50. Now, like especially,
I know there's some specialty grilled cheeses out there that they make on the lot that I've seen and smelled when I was walking by that has like all the fixings on them, and I think those go for about you know $7 to $10. So.
Now, if you needed the cheese. Once again, shout out. You can always go to the Big Cheese.
Yeah. As long as you get the right address.
I love it. I love it. All right, you got this next one queued up for me. The music never stops.
Music never stops. It's not going to. Never will.
That's all you got to say about that,
That's
huh?
it.
That's all I got to say about that. 98.1 105.9 KZE. More Dead.
Mosquitoes on the river, fish are rising up like birds. He's been hot for 7 weeks now, too hot to even speak now. Did you hear when I just heard? Say it might have been a fiddle, or it could have been the wind. But there seems to be a beat now. Listen here, it comes again.
There's a band out on the highway. Their hearts dipping in the town.
105.9 KZE. I'm Andy Gladding, filling in for MK. MK will be back towards the end of the week. I don't even know exactly which day. It's probably Thursday. I think I'm filling in for her tomorrow, and we'll definitely be having some more fun tomorrow, but not as much fun as we're having today. Frankie, I'm so glad you're in the studio with me, man.
Yeah, it's good to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
This is so much fun. And the I love the idea of playing The Music Never Stopped, because the only reason why we have to stop, you know why we have to stop the music right now?
Yeah, I think I do. Well, pay your bills.
Of course, we got to pay our bills. We got a couple of important things to tell the audience about. We have a new show on Saturday nights, the Sampler Special. You can check out our newest DJ, Sean Hackett, who's mixing it up with all sorts of R&B hits and hip-hop tracks and kind of explaining the history of the original breakbeat and then where the hip-hop track came from. So that's 11 to 1 o'clock in the morning, so kind of past everybody's bedtime, but it's definitely something to check out. And Sampler Special plays the original songs that were sampled for your favorite rap, dance, and pop hits. Have you ever, Frank, have you ever wondered where Dr. Dre found that hook?
No, I mean, I actually haven't.
Any of the hooks. Well, Sean's going to tell you all about it this Saturday. And by the way, just so we make this very clear, because nothing here happens without at least a couple of bucks, the Sampler Special is brought to you by Wiltwyck Spirits Company and The Tasting Room. Have you been over to Wiltwyck yet?
I have not.
Well, we're going to be doing a live kickoff party there on February 1st. It's going to be a Sunday, and we're going to have Sean will be there. And we also have a new show hosted by Chris Macchia that will be debuting. Nice. Sunday afternoon, but they're on the corner of Greenkill Avenue in Wilbur in Kingston. They bring locally produced distilled spirits, including the flagship Carnivat Vodka, in the cocktail scene. It's really good. It comes in a can. It's delicious. I know my wife and her friends really love it. Katie should be here momentarily. If she gets here in time, she can tell you how much she loves spirits in a can, especially from Wiltwyck. But anyway, we'll be right back with some more music. 98.1 105.9 KZ right after these messages.
There's always something happening in the Hudson Valley. New restaurants, standout events, local news, and real estate. Chronogram's newsletter brings it all together. It's your Hudson Valley cheat sheet, delivered to your inbox 5 days a week, so you're always in the loop. It's quick, it's useful, and it makes staying connected to the region easy. Subscribe now at chronogram.com/newsletter. The Chronogram Newsletter, your Hudson Valley cheat sheet.
It's been colder than average across the Hudson Valley. Colder weather means higher energy use, and rising demand for electric and natural gas can push market supply prices up, impacting your bill. Supply charges come from competitive markets and are not marked up by Central Hudson. Take control with Central Hudson's budget billing and flexible payment options at centralhudson.com, and explore energy saving programs at nyserta.com. ny.gov. Life, powered by Central Hudson.
Hi, this is Jane from the Past Berkshires. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.
Got it. always tried to tell us what to think. Spirit sleeping in the flesh is ink. Yeah. History's page will be neatly carved in stone. The future's here. We are in. We are on our own. On our own. On our own. On our own.
You know, Frankie, I'm listening to this, and I just want to go outside and grab the trash pail and start banging on it. that would feel so good right now.
We can do it after.
Let's do it. I'm telling you, that's the recycling pail probably.
Yeah, that would be more our style.
Yeah, we don't want to use the solid waste pail. That would be probably because it's not going to sound as good. No. The resonance.
And maybe instead of yours, we'll go next door. Use CVS's.
Even better. Ooh, maybe they left something cool in it, like some old AA batteries. Anyway, 98.1/105.9 KZE. Mm-hmm. Andy Gladding filling in for MK today as she enjoys some time off. And how lucky or just fortuitous it would be that this would coincide with this beautiful day of memorial music. Yep. For the late great Bob Weir. Frank, we got a couple minutes left here. Tell me, like, the craziest story that you can legally talk about on the radio. You know, like, that involves the, you know, the boys here.
You know, there's so many. I don't even know, you know, where to narrow it down, where to start. You know, a lot of us took it. This is our life, you know. The Grateful Dead is our life. The stories, as you said, some of them we can't tell here. And I don't know, Andy. It just... it all adds up, you know, and I know there's a lot of people out there, your community wanting to be together with Bobby passing away, and, you know, just put my heart out to everybody and, you know, keep moving on and keep making more stories, you know.
That's what we're going to do. Time is going to move forward, but the energy and the love, that's what we're kind of, that's what we're left with.
Absolutely.
And
a lot of great music. We're left with a lot of great music.
There's so much music. There's so much music and related music just in our automation system here. We have 12,500 songs in this computer system. And I hate to say this, but tomorrow, and maybe I shouldn't say this because the automation computer is right in front of me, but tomorrow we retire this automation system and put a new one on the air. So when you hear me tomorrow, this is not going to be the calm, fun Andy Gladding. It's going to be frantic Andy Gladding because nothing's working and all that. But I was looking in our computer system, and we have like hundreds of Grateful Dead songs.
Well, of course you do.
And probably a lot of that has to do with Denise, who's coming up next, who just furiously loads stuff in for Covered and Dead. I mean, all sorts of covers and the originals and the OG. And don't worry about it, just crutches. but then there's like things that we don't realize are connected. I just think it's so much fun.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fun. So,
well, you guys should play a lot of Grateful Dead here.
We should. We should play more.
Play more Grateful
Dead. I think
Dead
we need to play more. Any more shout-outs you want to do? Anybody special listening, Frank, that you think?
I got friends listening from all different states, coast to coast, and just... Hey, what's up? And let's keep it rolling. Bobby wants 300 years, man. So we got a lot of work to do, and I think we've all done our work already. And, you know, we'll get your guys that played earlier to play a couple more Grateful Dead tunes when they play live. And
I know. We got to tell Dave Chapman and Chris Mackey and Brad Kelly, they better up their Grateful Dead game.
Well, you know, those guys play all the time everywhere. If you want to go see some music, look those guys up. They're always playing somewhere in the Hudson Valley. So,
well, we were trying to figure out how many shows that Bobby played, but then we really didn't ask the question, how many shows has Chris Mackey played in the Hudson Valley? Because
he's probably in the running with Bobby. It's probably moving up there. I mean, if Chris keeps going at this pace, he might beat Bobby in how many shows played.
He's the Hudson Valley's hardest working bass player.
Take care of yourself. We need you, man.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. Appreciate it. Frankie, thanks so much for swinging
thanks
by.
Thanks for having me, man.
This is a lot of
Long
fun.
Long live the Grateful Dead.
We're going to give you one more Bobby tune. I threw this one in here just for fun. It's I started with Bobby and the Midnights. I'll end with Bobby and the Midnights. And then
beautiful.
Denise is coming up next. So it's not like you're not getting any more Grateful Dead. This is like your bathroom break.
Yeah.
You know, to go refill the water bottle.
Smoke them if you got them.
Exactly. Roll them up and I'll be back here tomorrow. So thanks so much for tuning in. Denise is up next with Covered in Dead, and here we go. Thanks, Bobby.
Well, I used to know just what to think of a girl with that can't help it look in her eyes. Don't you go for it, boy, it's a hook. You'd be mighty unwise. What the hell I'm doing here? You must have me hypnotized.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jeffrey Villalmo.
And I'm Dr. Maureen Villalmo.
When our patients are relaxing in our Uptown Kingston office, we're listening to
98.1 KZE.
Is a woman I don't know anymore. She held me down on a hardwood floor. Last thing I remember, I was walking out the door. Unemployed downtown, working on a buzz. All my high class friends are hot now from the fuzz. I got a resume of what never was. The good time rolls and always. Your fingers and I'll make you cry. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. So you better say goodbye. I've been living in a graveyard looking for a light. Digging the vibe, staying up all night. I got the blood sucker blues, but I can't get a bite. I don't know why everybody's so uptight. Daydream dialing in a J. All my high class friends are staying low all day. It's safe to say we're in a real bad way. Mama used to try, now all she does is pray. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. I'll burn your fingers and I'll make you cry. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. So you better say goodbye. Son of a gun. If I get locked up for having too much fun, well, he'll bail me out by 12:45. Yeah, he'll set me free if I pay his fee. It don't matter what I've done. Yeah, I'll follow rocket, baby. I'll burn your face. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. So you better say goodbye. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. So you better say goodbye. I'm a bottle rocket, baby. So you better say
this is Graziano from Downtown Cafe in Kingston. You're listening to 98.1 KZE. Ciao.
There's something here I find. your soul.